Okay, we're in the Beis Amud Aleph Mishnah. Hashamay Omrim Emotzin Loas Hakotn Loas Halulav Loas Sebatorosh Saravin Ubeisil Matirin. Shammai says, on Yontif, you're not allowed to take a cotton or a lulav or a sefer Torah into Rishus HaRabim. And Beisil says, Mutter, Rashi lo asa cotton, kol mile galav tzorech achila. The basic difference is, Beishammai says, you're not allowed to do anything on Yontif that's not tzorech achila. And Beisil holds, even other tzrachim are Mutter. Toni tama kamed rav yitzel bar avdimi, hashochit olash medova biyontif lokim. Right, Tana said in front of Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi that if you shecht an olas nedava on yontif, it's not tzorech ochel nefesh, you're not going to eat it, so you get malchus for shechting on yontif, because shechita was only mutter l'tzorech ochel nefesh, not for any other tzorech. Omerlei de omer lechomani beishamayi, that goes according to beishamayi, that the only thing that's mutter on yontif is tzorech ochel nefesh. The Amri lo Amri mitoch shehutra hotzah l'tzorech hutra namishol l'tzorech. That Beishami doesn't hold by hotzah, that since it was mutter l'tzorech ochel nefesh, it's mutter even shalol l'tzorech ochel nefesh, for any tzorech yontif. The I Beisilol ho Amrina mitoch shehutra hotzah l'tzorech hutra namishol l'tzorech. Beisilol holds that since hotzah was mutter l'tzorech ochel nefesh, it's mutter also shalol l'tzorech ochel nefesh. Hachinami mitoch shehutra shechita l'tzorech hutra namishol l'tzorech. Same thing over here. The Shaila is based on basically on when the Torah said, at least this way we can learn Rashi, when the Torah said that you're allowed to do malachas l'rochel nefesh, did it mean that you're allowed to do things l'tzorech ochel nefesh, or those kinds of malachas that are normally l'tzorech ochel nefesh are not malachas on yontif? Those things are mutar on yontif. Right? If the pshat was that kind of malacha isn't asra on yontif, then it's mutar for any tzorech. And we'll see according to Rashi, no tzorech at all. Right? Those malachas didn't go into the klal of losasa, called malachas avoda losasa. Malachas avoda are those malachas that are not predominantly l'tzorech ochel nefesh. But those malachas that are predominantly l'tzorech ochel nefesh are not asra yontif at all. And that's pretty much how Rashi learned in Meisilo. Or no, the Torah just gave a heter that if you're doing the malacha l'tzorech ochel nefesh, it's okay. If you're doing it for a different tzorech, it's not okay. Okay. Maskif lo rabba, mimai. To Beishame u Beisil b'ha plige. How do you know Beishame is still arguing in mitoch? Maybe they're arguing, Dilma be'eru v'hotzo l'shabes this, v'ein eru v'hotzo l'yontif. Maybe they're arguing about eru v'hotzo. The way Rashi learns, we'll see in a second, is that there's no iser hotzo on yontif like there is on Shabbos. Memela, there's no din of eruv on yontif like there is on Shabbos. Right, the dinim of Erev were only made where it's also to be motzi, but where there's no Isra Hotzah, there's no din of Erev either. That's how Rashi learns. And Tosus learns be'eruv has nothing to do with the dine Erev, because it wouldn't be an inyan of making an Erev on what's it called on Yontif, right? Because you're allowed to be motzi l'tzorech ochel nefesh. So and even though what they say in Rashi, what it means is that Shalol Tzorech Klal is what's it called, you're still in an Eruv. They should be able to carry what's it called, where no Tzorech at all. But in any case, the Tosus learns Eruv HaHotzah means maybe the laws of Hotzah were not included, not mixed into the Malachas of Yontif. That's Eruv. Eruv, not VeHotzah, the Eruv Hotzah LeShabbos. The ain eruv hotzah, hotzah is not mixed into the malachas of yontif, but it's mixed into the malachas of Shabbos. Mar sover eruv hotzah l'Shabbos, the eruv hotzah l'yontif. Mar sover eruv hotzah l'Shabbos, the ain eruv hotzah l'yontif. Kiddichsiv, how would I think that there's no iser hotzah b'chlal on yontif? Lo sotzil maso mi botechem b'yom ha-Shabbos. Right, Nehemiah said they shouldn't carry on Shabbos. The Shabbos in b'yontif lo, dafka on Shabbos, not on yontif. Right, it's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, crossing Yirmiyahu. So what's it called? So until Yirmiyahu came along, it was a Torah Shabbal Peh. Yirmiyahu said b'feirish that there's only iser of hotzah on Shabbos, not on yontif. Rashi, let's see Rashi till here. Olas Nadova, the Ilu Olas Chovas Hayom Rachman Ashari. There are Olos, like Korban HaTamid, that you're allowed to make on Yontif. That's a special thing you're allowed to make them on Shabbos too. Avalzu Yesh Lahakriva Lachar Yontif. But Stam and Olas Nadova, you could do after Yontif. It's not a Tzorech Hayom. It's not something that was Mutter. Mela, if you Shecht and Olas Nadova on Yontif, according to Beis Hillel, you wouldn't get Malkus, because Mito Shehutra Litzorech, Hutra Nami Shalom Litzorech. And according to Beis Shammah, you'll get Malkus. Loke, Mishum, V'chol Malacha Lo Sasebo. What's the Pasuk? Yeah. Litzorech, Achashu Ye'och L'chol Nefesh. Right? The Torah says, V'therish, Achashu Ye'och L'chol Nefesh, that Litzorech Ochol Nefesh is Mutter. So, do we say that since it's Mutter for Ochol Nefesh, it's Mutter for other Tzorachim too? Right? Or no, only Ochel Nefesh. Be'erev Hotzah, Im Nesra Hotzah B'yantef, V'niskinu Hilchus Eruvei Chatzeres L'yantef Imlad. They're arguing whether there is an Isser Hotzah on Yantef, and Menela, was there a Takon of Eruvin on Yantef in order to take care of the Isser Hotzah. Ve'ein Eruv Hotzah, V'afagab D'ikar Hotzah M'v'yaviru Kol B'machen in Afkelon. Right? Even though the Ikar Hotzah, we learn from a pasuk in the Torah, Vayaviru Kol B'machaneh, that they should lo yasu old malacha. And we learn from there that part of the malacha is carry, right? Bringing the nedava, right? Boy, Yirmiyu Pirish lo nesra lo b'Shabbos. Yirmiyu came and said that it's clear that it was only asur on Shabbos. Mishum hachi kasharu. That's why Beis Hillel says mutter. Ava shchita shi ab malacha, but shchita, which for sure applies to Yantif, right, it's one of the malachas, malachas avolda. Uvechlal kol malacha lo sasu. He ema lecha afilu lebeis hillel hutra letzorech lehutra shelo letzorech. Even according to Beis Hillel, it's not mutter. Maybe there's no such thing as mitoch. The reason that Beis Hillel are matter to carry into Rishus Harabim things that are not tzorech ochol nefesh, because he holds there's no issur of carrying on yantin. Not because carrying is mutter letzorech other tzorachim, and the mela other malachas that are ochol nefesh are also mutter other tzorachim. The hachmas nishna filu beis hillel, and this brisa can even be beis hillel. What's it called that you get malchus for shechting and olas nadav? Okay, so the Gemara says no maskif lo rabba, right? Mimai de beis shami u beis hillel. What's it? What do you got there? What's nice there? Maskiflor of Yosef. Elamiato litlegubavor. No, if that's the case, that the machlokis is not whether you say mitoch or not, but the machlokis is whether hotzah bichlal is asur on yontif or not, then why are they arguing about carrying a lulav or a cotton or whatever? Argue about carrying stones. We'll see once again how Rashi learns that in Tosfos. Since they don't argue stam by carrying stones, there's no issur hotzoi, you can carry stones too. Right? But if the idea is mitosha hutra the tzorech, then you need some tzorech. Then you have to have cotton or a lulav, there's a tzorech. The Beis Hillel would hold that there's no issur hotzoi the chlal, you can carry stones on yontif too. Shema mino ba hotzoi shalo the tzorech pligi. Right? That the machlokis is not whether there's an issur hotzoi or not. Everybody holds there is an issur hotzoi. Question is, does in order to be Matar Hotzah or any other malacha, does it have to be Tzorech Ochel Nefesh or any Tzorech? Rashi, Maskif Lor of Yosef, Ahacha Tak Dr. Rabba. And Rabba's Kasha, how do you know that the Machlokis Beishami and Beis Hillel is in Mitoch? Maybe it's in if there's an Isser Hotzah or not. Rav Yosef said, can't be. Elameata, the Spirul of Beis Hillel, Ein Isser Hotzah Liyontif. You want to be mefarish that Beis Hillel holds its mutter to carry these things into Rosh Hashanah, because there's no Isser Hotzah b'chlal on Yontif, not because mitov shehutra l'tzorech hutra nami shelo l'tzorech, lif l'gubavonim. He ain't Isser Hotzah, ain't Isser Tiltul. He says that if there wouldn't be an Isser Hotzah, there wouldn't be an Isser Tiltul Muktzah either. The whole Isser of Muktzah was made so you shouldn't come to carry. So that's Rashi, they write it like that also. Shelo neser Tiltul elamishum Hotzah. All these Surei Mukta are Asur because anything that you don't really need, better not to move around because you may come to carry it. So what exactly you don't need, that's the details of Mukta. But the bottom line of Mukta is, the reason the Rabbanan said there are certain things that you shouldn't move around on Shabbos is because you may come to carry them. Mashal of Gozra called Tiltulim, so why are the Asur moving anything around? you come to carry. Afilo al ochmin the kalim, mishum dein gozin gzera la tzibur, elen kein rov tzibur yichol malaba. That would be something nobody, they couldn't exist on Shabbos. Couldn't move anything. So they only made usher things that anywhere you're makzeh midaito. But the isser is not because you're makzeh. Right? Not because you may come to use it for something isser. Because since a klisha malachto the isser, you don't need that much anyway. So better not to move it, you may come to carry it. That's the bottom line of muktzeh, according to Rashi here. Ela midlo hifluk bavoni, shema midod, lekule alma, yeshol tzol, yomtev. Since they didn't argue with that, and Yitaka not allowed to move around Avonim, there is muktz on Yontif, must be because there's an Israel Tzah on Yontif. El Shemina Torah Hutr L'Tzorech. Except that from the Torah it's Mutr L'Tzorech Yontif, even if it's not Tzorech Ochol Nefesh. Ubeisil Ipsil Kivin the Hutr L'Tzorech, Hutr Mina Torah L'Gamre. El Rabbonin Gozer B'midi the Havitircha the L'Tzorech Gon Avonim. The Rabbonin made Xerah by Avonim. But really it's Mutr Mina Torah, even Shalom L'Tzorech. That's Rashi Shita. That once, and that's the, we explained how. That since this malacha was normally done for Ochel Nefesh, it didn't go into the klal of malachas that are Osir Anyantiv. Achashiye Ochel Ochel Nefesh means any malacha that's predominantly for Ochel Nefesh, the Torah didn't Osir that malacha Anyantiv. It's not just Otsa. It's, what's it called? Any Malacha, that's mitosha, hutra, l'tzorech, ochol nefesh, it was hutra, shalol, l'tzorech, too, and shalol, l'tzorech, klal. But the Rabbanan said, Rabbanan, you need some tzorech, yontif. That's how Rashi learns. But min ha-Torah, shalol, l'tzorech, klal, is also mutter. Tosus learns, no, that even Beis Hillel holds, you need some tzorech. Since it was mutter, l'tzorech, ochol nefesh, it's also mutter for other tzorechim. When the Torah said ochol nefesh, it was lav davka. But if it's not tzorech at all, then for sure, it's what's called Asa Min HaTorah. It tells brings a riot. If you cook from Yontif to Chol, right, why don't we say Mitoch? If it's Mutter Shalom L'Tzorech Klal, why shouldn't it be Mutter L'Tzorech Chol? It's not L'Tzorech Yontif, it's, right, Rashi would learn, no, it's worse. If you have Kavana Dafka L'Chol, that's worse than no Tzorech at all. But Tosus learns, though, it's the same thing. It's no Tzorech Yontif, and that's for sure us. Get Malkus for that, right? Only because of Hoel, maybe you don't get Malkus. But without Hoel, you get, what's it called? You get Malkus for cooking from Yontif to Chol. So Tosus holds that when it says, what's the pshat? That mitosha hutra l'tzorech, hutra nami shalom l'tzorech, it means that the Torah is lav dafka tzorech ochol nefesh. Any tzorech is mutter. Torah just gave you an example of ochol nefesh. But if it's shalom l'tzorech klal, then it's osur. Ava bekotten to say for Torah disrich lubi yontif lo gozer. They weren't gozer by something that has a tzorech yontif, but something that's not tzorech yontif at all. They were gozer, but it's only the rabbanon according to Rashi. Beishami less lo migu. Beishami don't hold to this migu since the Torah was matarit l'tzorech ochol nefesh matar even shelo l'tzorech. Umidu the tzorech achila shatorah tirasa uter. Torah only was matar ochol nefesh. The v'she'enu tzorech achila b'isuro omi min haTorah. And something that's not mutter, not tzorech ochol nefesh, is osur. Okay. There's also another machlokas, and this gemara is a kash on that. But the Rambam and other Rishonim learn, the Rambam and the Levush learns like that also, that it's only by two malachas that we say metoch. Havara and Hotzah. There, it's a gilui. Right, that the Torah said these two malachas are what's it called are not basically not also on Yontif, which at least Rashi learns, Rambam learns, but all other malachas, since they're not predominantly ochol nefesh, they're what's it called they're only mutter l'tzorech ochol nefesh. In other words, it's the opposite. Since they're predominantly ochol nefesh, they're only mutter l'tzorech ochol nefesh. We don't say metoch, even according to Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel only said this halacha by Otzah and Havor. Not anything else. This Gemara says, if you say mitoch, you say by shechita too. So you have to say this Gemara is only a havamina, and the maskon is not like that. And most Rishonim learned that it's by all the malachas. All the malachas we say min haTorah at least mitoch. That if it's mutter l'tzorech ochol nefesh, it's mutter shalom l'tzorech ochol nefesh also, even by other malachas.
Okay. Why differentiate?
What?
Why do they differentiate between
havara and hotzah? Pashtus, the reason is what? Well, no, because havara and hotzah are what's it called, are not malachas that are predominantly done with food. Right? So if the Torah was matter them, was matter them even not for food, and food is only a dugma. But the malachas that are mutter and yontif, that are usually food malachas, those are different kind of things. Those are taka mutter only because for food, because they're predominantly for food. But here, these two are different to begin with. They're not predominantly done with food. You can do it with food also, but it's not a food malacha. It's not one of the sidra de pas, hotzah and havara. Mashain kain, what's it called? The other ones, grinding, and those are things that were done with the ochlim in the Mishkan. Okay. Plige. The Afra B'Yochan Sovra Mitosh Utra Otsola Tzorach Utra Nomishal Otsora Plige. Right? Rav Yochanan also holds that the machlokas is not whether there's an Isra Hotzah and Yontif or not. The machlokas is whether you say mitosh shehutra letzorech, and it would apply to other malachas too. Even shchita, according to this Gemara, or at least havar. The Tani Tana Kamed Rav Yochanan, hamavashal gid hanosha becholav, beyontif, person who cooks gid hanosha becholav, and yontif, the achlo, and he eats it, loke chamesh, he gets 5 malchus. Why? Loka mishum mevashel gid. He's loka because, what's it called, mevashel gid, right, an yontif. Talking now, what's it called, you mevashel shalol letzorech yontif. So you get malchus for that. The loka mishum ochel gid, you get malchus for eating gid hanoshe. The loka mishum mevashel basar b'cholav, you're also mevashel basar b'cholav. Aside from the fact that you mevashel an yontif, you mevashel basar b'cholav. The loka mishum ochel basar b'cholav, and you're eating basar b'cholav. So you get that. The loka mishum havar, and also for the fact that you made the fire. Right, so you're loka for mevashel and havar. Omer leh, so Rabbi Yochanan said to him, pok toni levro havar u'bishel. Now take out havar and bishel. You don't get malchus for cooking gin hanoshe or making a fire to cook it on yontif. Why? Ain't no mishnah. Tim Salomar Mishnah, and if you say that it is there, Beishamayi. Then this goes according to Beishamayi. Because according to Beishel, Mitosh Shehut for Letzorech, right, even though here it's not Letzorech Ochel Nefesh, right, because you're not allowed to eat it, still, it's Shehut for Shalom Letzorech also. And since you intend to eat it, so it's not called Ochel Nefesh because it's an Isser, but it's no worse than some other Tzorech. And therefore, what's it called? Beishamayi, the Amri Lo Amri Mitosh Shehut for Hotzol Letzorech, Hutra Nami Shalom Letzorech. Hachinami lo amri mitosh shutra avor letzorech hutra nami shalol letzorech. Right? Di beis hillel given the amri mitosh shutra otzol letzorech hutra nami shalol letzorech. Hachinami mitosh shutra avor letzorech hutra nami shalol letzorech. Okay. And therefore, you see clearly, Rabbi Yochanan held that it's not only a din in hotzah whether there's an isra hotzah and yontif or not, and he would learn the pasuk in Yirmiyahu that Yirmiyahu, even though he said Shabbos, he was mazur them on the more chomer isra. Not on this smaller one, better they should, halavai they should keep Shabbos. He wasn't ready yet to give them Musar about Yontif. They were Mechal Shabbos. So he spoke about Shabbos, not about Yontif. But Yontif is also awesome. Rashi. Okay, and what's considered Tzorech Yontif, right? Have to be Mamash a Tzorech. Tosa says you have to have some Tzorech for it not to be awesome in a Torah. It's no tzorech at all. So Tosa says, so bringing in olas nedava, what's a tzorech? You have no tzorech at all. You do it the next day. Right? So why taka, why according to Beis Hillel, would that be called tzorech yontif? So he says that even satisfaction is called tzorech. Because you don't want that your table is full and your Rebbe's table is empty. So you want to make the Mizbeach full also. So you're getting satisfaction from it. It doesn't have to be a tzorech that you get some kind of physical pleasure from. But any tzorech, even satisfaction, is called tzorech. But if there's no satisfaction, no nothing. Doing it and there's no purpose at all. Stop carrying around rocks. That wouldn't be mutter, according to Tosus, even Minat Torah. According to Rashi, it's only also with the Rabban. Okay, Rashi. Plige Besham Beshelo Udekuli Ami Yesh Yisro Tzol Yontif. Mivayaviru kol b'machane, right? The yeshna b'shar malachas, right? It's included in all the malachas, hotzah, even on yontif. B'yirmiyahu ayamazir and al shabbos shein chamurim v'al halavai yishmu. We just said, and Yirmiyahu, I said Shabbos, right? He meant Bedavki was thinking about Shabbos because it's more chomer. But and they weren't what's it called, why they should keep Shabbos. He wasn't ready to give Musar about Yontif, but it's also on Yontif too. Loka Mishum of Vashal Gid, Shabishal Ab Malachu. Bishal is one of the Avos Malachos, and if it's not Litzorich Ochol Nefesh, then it's also according to Beis Shammai. Bishal Gid, Dover Ha'aser. Ve'eno Roy Lachil. It's not fit. Ve'omed Be'isr Lo Sasek Malachim. Mele, since it's not Ochol Nefesh, it's also Mishum Malach on Yontif. Ve'lo Hutr El Litzorich. That's Beis Shammai. Veloka Mishum of Vashal Basar Bechalov. Lab Mishum Yontif. And Lo Yontif, even if you cooked it Bechol. The Malkus, the Bishal Yontif, Hatanile. He already said the Malkus for cooking on Yontif. Shalom Litzorich. Elafilu hu chol loke mishum avashal basar b'cholav. Dechsiv lo sevashal gedi b'chalev sholosh pa'amim echad l'Yisrael chilav, echad l'Yisrael hanov, echad l'Yisrael bishul. Aside from eating and having hanov from basar b'cholav, you're not allowed to cook it together. It's an isr to cook it. So you get malchus for cooking basar b'cholav, even if it be during the week. Mishum havara, there's another isr, shehi malach l'yatzma. Aside from cooking, there's an isr making a fire. So you made a fire, and you cooked, and you cooked basar b'cholav, and you ate basar b'cholav, all those things are malchus. Because sovri yesh chilek malachus liyantif. And this braisa holds that just like on Shabbos, you get chatos for every different malacha, different av malacha, right? On yantif, the same thing. There's also chilek malachus on yantif, machlokus. Lilko shtayim ashtay malachus mishum yantif. Just like you bring two chatos for two different malachas on Shabbos. Havaru bishul di yontif eno mishne lilkos aleihem. So Rabbi Yochanan said, no, take out havara and bishul because you don't get malchus for them, even though you did them shalol tzorach. The mitosha hutru l'tzorach hutru nami shalol tzorach min haTorah. Only with rabbanon you need what's it called some tzorach. Eno mishne lo nishnes mi olaves hamedrash. Never was said that this was never included. And if it was v'imtim tzolomer mishne im yomru tanoim shenishnes vadi beishamei shenoah, then this is Beis Shammai. But according to Beis Hillel, mitov shehutru l'tzorach, hutru nami shelo l'tzorach, min haTorah, and you would not get what's it called, malchus.